for wait. Hey, father.
They've been waiting all time for nothing, mama.
Wow, you're Chester. You're a call I'm alpha. After a man large, Chester. I want you to check out the greatest karate expert.
Music like dirt for your money's worth. Reggae-matic soul shakedown sounds. Rougher than rough, redder than dread, heavier than lead. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 a.m. with your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Loco, 107.3 FM.
and other white problems and of mass destruction them fighting about. Why the world is under so much bondage? Here they come, Illuminati business. Worldwide hunger, chemical warfare. Well-planned strategies to keep us in fear. How much more can our people bear? Need no more division. Need no more battle line. And we keep on fighting to keep what's fine. We the people speak in our mind. Here once more, who to save from me now?
Dynamite flash with the force of war. Government rides on the weekend for. Don't want to see my brother FN no more. When the lips of man fights all the big man's war.
One sentence they victimize. Rent on slavery we can live on disguise. Uprise and our people must rise.
Beside your faith and life will wait.
Yeah, welcome to the show, kids. That's right. You're listening to Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, right here on the microphone in the port city of St. John, New Brunswick. That's right. And... Most of the time, because this show runs in a few other stations and things like that, I hope, and you know, sometimes we have reruns here on our own station, right here at local 107.3. So we usually avoid some, or I try and avoid some specifics, like for syndication purposes and stuff, like weather and all that, but just to give a little heads up this morning, if you are listening, it is November the 26th. 2013, of course. And we're getting our first substantial snowfall here in the Port Cities, so if you're out there driving in from the valley, if you're just walking around, whatever you're doing, kids, hope you're bundled up, hope you're driving safe, don't do anything stupid, people do stupid things, pretty much all the time, and first snowfall is an excellent excuse to drive like a stupid person, so drive safe, not like a stupid person, kid. It's also considering date sensitivity. I had my date slightly wrong on this one, and this is mostly just Facebook. I don't really follow stuff like this, or I don't, you know, there's only a few musician types out there for whom I honor dates and things like that, and we'll get to that a little more on that momentarily, but just in the old Facebook feed, I had a bunch of well wishes coming up on the feed for Mr. Tim Armstrong, ladies and gents. Yeah, that's right. Fella's 48 years old as of yesterday, November 25th, and so that's pretty good, giving it a good go. Big fan of a lot of the work that that guy has done. Huge fan, in fact. If you need a little context, then I'm speaking, of course, of the front man from Operation Ivy and Rancid. And he's you know, he I'm a huge Rancid fan. I just can't, you know. We'll get that off right off the top. So we started out with some Rancid Satellite cuts there, starting off the show. I'm not a huge fan of everything the guy's done. I'm a big flag waver for a lot of the stuff. But, you know, there's been a couple of dud blips on the Rancid radar. The Indestructible album really falls flat for me a lot. A lot of that, and he's also been releasing songs daily over the past year on as Tim Timebomb, and I have to say with big regrets that a lot of that falls flat for this guy as well. Oh, and you know, now that I think of it, I should have fired up some of those cuts. There's some phenomenal cuts on there as well too, though, I should say, and in particular for the purposes of this show, some really cool two-tone cover songs. Yeah, maybe we'll get some of that cooking here, actually. So I'm going to get to the internets and do some homework there. But then some of it doesn't quite work for me so much. He gets into some Dixieland stuff and instrumental rock songs. Anyways, I don't know, it's not all pushing the buttons for this guy, but I know he takes a lot of flack, but I feel like what I'm building up to, kids, is that for better or for worse, the man takes a lot of flack from a lot of folks. Because the guy's pretty much done whatever he wants to do, and sometimes it's been sappy or funny or whatever. But other times it's been just barnstorming, creative, beatific music, ladies and gents. Yeah, that's right. I'm kind of looking forward to the next Rancid album. Last Transplants album was a huge improvement over the second one. Gotta say that for sure. And the last Rancid album was not... It was good. I really like it. Although I feel like I could have eaten off of it. And if you're a fan of this show... You know I don't like music I can eat off of. What's the name of the program again, kids? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Don't like eating off my music. I want my music dirty. Yes, that's right, I want it to have some roots. So anyway, very curious about what the next Rancid record's like. Kind of hoping they're going to come back with another hardcore kind of platter or something. But we're not here for hardcore today. I will save that for my home listening. And we're just going to get on with some things here, ladies and gents. A lot of what I do on the show when I do these sort of spotlight things tends to towards autobiography for myself. Anyway, so I can definitely point to Rancid as having been a band that really made things happen for this kid in terms of discovering different kinds of music, such as reggae and ska music. So hats off to all that. We started out with a second version of I Wanna Riot by Rancid, featuring the Stubborn All-Stars. This song was the beginning, or rather the culmination of the beginning, of a beautiful friendship between the East Coast ska punk kids and the New York City ska gang, the ska mob. So featuring the Stubborn All-Stars, of course, which would be King Django, Vic Ruggiero, Dave Hilliard's probably in there, all those cats, so good times. We had Policeman by the Silencers, another Vic Ruggiero, Tim Armstrong collaboration. There's some demos out there. But only one song ever released on the first Given the Boot compilation, still the best of that line. And I still remember it was very, very exciting to get that as a youngster when that first came out. Because that was also pretty much one of the first times I heard groups like the Scatolites. So very important stuff for this Mad Boss DJ as well. And lastly there, the Rancid featuring Buja Banton with Life Won't Wait, the title track. Of their genre-defying fourth record, I believe. Yeah, pretty much the first five Rancid records do it for me without fail. And then after that, you gotta start looking the other way sometimes. But I still enjoy them. Actually, one of my very favorite ska songs by Rancid up to no good is on their last album. However, it is 8 in the morning here where we broadcast in St. John, New Brunswick, and I can't play that song on the radio at this time. Or I will choose not to. Some good language in it, but that's an excellent song. Anyways, knocking the ball out of the park in a two-tone style, ladies and gents. they have over the years. And we're going to keep on keeping on, sort of looking at that idiom today. We've had a lot of heavy dub and roots kind of things going on lately, so we're going to switch it up here today. And in the interest of switching it up, and in the interests of someone whose dates I do actually follow, a musician who I follow very, very closely in many, many ways, I am speaking of Mr. Joe Strummer, ladies and gents, in The Clash. And that would be the chief band. That's the arch band for me. That's pretty much, if I had to pick the greatest musical outfit of all time ever for this Mad Boss DJ, it is The Clash. Without fail, hands down, from start to finish, major obsession. And there you go. That's all you have to say about that. And so, carrying on this little idiom that we have been, as I say, we're going to have us a little pressure drop. But we aren't going to have like the one, you may or may not have heard this, you probably haven't heard it, but this is the original CBS demo. I'm assuming it's the original Lee Perry mix. They brought in Lee Perry to produce them. Being reggae fans, they thought it would be real groovy to have Lee Perry, the maestro of the murky deep dish dub sound, come in and produce The Clash covering this Toots and the Maytals song. Weren't entirely satisfied with the results, remixed it for its release. And but I believe this to be the original demo. He also produced Complete Control, which I also, I believe, they had some remixing. Yeah, it was always a band that was put high priority on the celebration of ideas. If all else fails, the celebration of ideas is at the core of everything The Clash did. And so celebrating the idea of having heavy, heavy rockers by Mr. Lee Perry, styled production for heavy, heavy rock music by this punk rock band, was a great idea, but didn't quite meet their satisfaction, obviously. Anyways, without further ado, though, we're going to hear what things might have sounded like. I actually really dig this version a whole lot. I'm a huge fan of this recording of this song, and The released version of Pressure Drop is another song that was a major, you know, discovery for me as a youngster in terms of what this weird music ska is. You know, I just sort of heard these weird herky-jerky songs showing up on compilations and on bands' records, and I didn't know that it was a certain style of music. And then gradually, over time, I discovered that it was, and it was a thrilling discovery, because it's been pretty much like a 20-year love affair at this point. So, anyways, moving right along. So, happy birthday to Mr. Tim Armstrong. Might revisit that a bit later in the show. And here you go. This is The Clash with the original, presumably Lee Perry mix of Pressure Drop. And you're listening to Local 107.3 CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Music like dirt for your money's worth.
be alright. Everybody wants to hurt me. And danger, danger in the city. I have to carry a knife because some people are threatening my life. I can't dress just the way I want. I'll be a chest by the National Front. Concrete jungle, the animals are after me. Concrete jungle, it's safe on the street. Concrete jungle, light up all my mates with me. I won't fight for a cause. I don't want James the law. Leave me alone, just leave me alone. I wanna get it on my own. I'm walking home tonight. I only walk with this lots of light. In the alleys and the doorways. So throw a bottle right in your face. Concrete jungle. The animals are after me. Concrete jungle. Lots of lights in the alleys in the doorway. Someone throw a bottle right in your face. I won't fight for a cut. I don't wanna tend a lot. Let me alone, let me alone. I wanna get on my own. Concrete jungle. The animals are after me. Concrete jungle.
mountains and flowers blooming in death, and I know why. At midnight the world was bright as midday. They prayed to God that he would go away. Virgins and flowers blooming in death, and I know why.
Yes, that's right. You heard in that last set of music here on Music Like Dirt, starting things out, was The Clash with Concrete Jungle. Or no. Oh, wow. Brain farts. Reading wrong things on wrong lines. Yeah, what else is new? Pressure Drop. The original. The original CBS demo. And in all likelihood, what I would like to believe, or what I assume, the original Lee Perry production of that song before they tweaked it with their engineer Mickey Foot. We had after that Tim Time Bomb with the Interrupters, Band of Brothers, and then some girl singing. Anyways, enough on that. But Tim Time Bomb stuff, like I was saying, some of that stuff hasn't really done it for me. You know, a song a day, you know, they're not all going to be winners. Or rather, you're going to have your different preferences. And it would have been really cool to see some more of some of that stuff. But hopefully it means he's saving some really cool punky, junky, two-tone ska stuff for the next Rancid record. I got my fingers crossed. I'm very curious about what that record's going to sound like. But that was a cover of The Specials' Concrete Jungle. Some, some blueprint kind of songs, man. You know, like things that defined certain musical styles and movements and generations. And that's not me being hoity-toity or far-reaching or something. But, you know, like The Specials and the early reggae experiments of The Clash were defining kind of styles to bring together sort of like a punky, multiracial, English, heavy monster sound. We had some Canadian styles after that with King Apparatus, a quick little cut called Buy Our Stuff. We had another quick little instrumental called The Ghost of Martin Sheen by Me, Mom, and Morgenthaler. And let that one keep on riding, actually, for the a very, almost like a Madness meets Zydeco version. A little bit like Razorblade Alley, but in New Orleans. That was a number called Open Up For Your Demon. And again, that was me, Mom, and Morgan Toller from the old Pig City. We're going to hit you up with another Canadian cut here right now, ladies and gents. This one's coming at you off the latest Planet Smashers record, out a year, maybe two years ago now. And I hope you do dig this one. Put on your dancing shoes, kid. It's a little old knees-up kind of style. This one's called Death Threats from Descent into the Valley of the Planet Smashers. And you're listening to Local 107.3 FM CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babalala.
Plan. but they know where they're at. Standing on the corner with your hands in the air, saying, check the theater bugger with the bulletproof underwear. Everybody's got this oh yeah attitude, man. Everybody's going, oh yeah, oh yeah. Everybody's got this oh yeah attitude, man. Everybody's going, oh yeah. Your second chance, well, is coming up. I'm drinking whiskey, Lord, straight from the cup, from the fountain of youth. Oh well, I'm in the booth, and I'm on this microphone, and Lord, I'm robbing the loot. He said, everybody got this oh yeah attitude, man. Everybody's going, oh yeah, oh yeah. Everybody's got this oh yeah attitude, yeah. Everybody's going, oh yeah. Able man, not the motherfucker on the streets, and he's capable of walking up with a knock on the door saying, came and back, Lord, this is what's in store. Come on now. Everybody's got this oh yeah attitude, man. Everybody's going, oh yeah, oh yeah. Everybody's got this oh yeah attitude, yeah. Everybody's going, oh yeah, oh yeah. Everybody's got this oh yeah attitude, yeah.
Following is a sub forecast. getting to my head.
Too much push up.
You're giving me a hard time.
Too much push up.
My woman made me sad.
Too much push up.
She tried to make me look bad.
Too much push up.
I ain't no win no money.
Too much push up.
My coffee don't have more
tea. Too much push up.
It's too much pressure.
Too much push up.
It's too much pressure.
Too much push up.
You're fumbling of a woman.
Too much push up.
My life's so hard.
Too much push up.
On a certain type of people.
Too much push up.
You're having it easy.
Too much push up.
It's hell to lie.
Too much push up.
To have no joy.
Too much push up.
To have no joy. This pressure's got to stop.
Too much pressure.
This pressure's got to stop.
Too much pressure.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Too much pressure.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Too much pressure.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop. It's too much pressure.
Too much pressure.
This pressure's got to stop.
Too much pressure.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Too much pressure.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop. It's too much pressure.
Too much pressure.
It's too much pressure.
Too much pressure.
This pressure's got to stop.
Too much pressure.
This pressure's got to stop.
Too much pressure.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Welcome back, boys and girls. That's right. Starting that last set of music out right here on Music Like Dirt, we had Death Threat by the Planet Smashers off their latest release, Descent Into the Valley of the Planet Smashers. We had Retina by King Conqueror. Oh yeah, Attitude by K-Man and the 45s. We had 17 at 17 by The Upbeat. That's off the old Hellcat Give Him the Boot comp, the first one. That's my favorite one out of the series. There's other good ones, man. The first three are really pretty good. The first one is the killer, though. That's the clincher, I gotta say. And lastly there, we had old Tim Armstrong coming back again with the Interrupters with a cut called Too Much Pressure. And you can look him up online, Tim Time Bomb. And like I say, it really runs the gamut. There's some like acoustic stuff, there's like Dixieland and old-timey stuff on there. Anyways, getting some yayas out, I suppose he the man is. It is. We're just about wrapping up here now. One more thing. Maybe I'll do a special on this sometime. I made like a if anyone ever wants to have a mixtape or a CD of Rancid Ska Collection, I made such a thing. I can give it to you on mixtape or on CD, and I ask maybe that you... Anyways, you find me on Facebook, Music Like Dirt, and we can correspond, and I can get that to you, and we'll figure it out. And it's the equivalent of a double record, and a lot of good quality stuff, and just straight up, no satellite stuff either. No side projects. There's no Tim Armstrong with the Agrolites. There's none of that. It's just Rancid proper. And it's a barnstormer, kids. They've made a lot of really great ska and punky reggae music over the years. And so, anyways, hats off to the gang. Good band. We're going to send you on out. Like I say, the show tends towards the autobiographical sometimes. And this next cut is no exception. This is one of those songs I said that I heard these herky-jerky weird tunes on punk rock collections and records. And was like, that's strange, I like that, whatever that is. And I found out later it was ska. And this was probably the first of all of those songs on the first Punkorama collection. This is Rancid with I Want to Riot. We're going to send you out here, ladies and gents. Have a great morning. You're listening to Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth. Coming at you live Tuesday mornings at a local 107.3 CFMH.
So doubt if I'm gonna go down, I'm gonna take somebody out.